Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. Take advantage of all the outstanding resources that are there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday, and the blog, which we update every weekday, and which you can come and get at our site, or you can have it sent to you. We'll send it to you every weekday. And or you can go directly to the blog at jimsblog.biz. Tish Williams, ladies and gentlemen, is someone that I admire an awful lot. Tish is the director of Hancock County Chamber of Commerce in the great state of Mississippi and on the Gulf Coast down there in Bay St. Louis and Waveland, Mississippi. And she and I ran into each other at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, if you remember, that I broadcast from there a couple of weeks ago. And I met her up there. And she was telling me her story, and of course, I wanted her to be on the show to tell us about what's going on down there. And if you remember earlier, as you know, and many of you know, today is the anniversary of when Hurricane Katrina came ashore. Well, it came ashore. Ground zero for Hurricane Katrina in the Gulf Coast was at Hancock County, Mississippi. And so Tish is in charge of the Chamber of Commerce there. She's in charge of helping those small businesses get things going again down there. And she's here to talk to us about what's been going on. Tish, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
And by the way, folks, Tish is on her cell phone because she's headed to a memorial service. Now, tell us what's going to happen at that memorial service.
Well, it's going to be our opportunity to join together as a community and to remember the many loved ones who were lost during the storm.
How many people in Hancock County?
We had 53 people throughout our county, and 200 people died from the storm coastwide.
In the state?
Along the Mississippi coast.
Right. A year ago, right now, Tish, what were you doing?
The storm was hitting our area, and I had fled to Jackson, Mississippi, which is the capital city of the state of Mississippi. My disaster plan consisted of throwing my computers from the chamber office in the back of my van and heading to Jackson.
How bad was it before you left?
I left on Sunday afternoon about 2 o'clock. We had just boarded up my mother's beachfront home, and we now know that that was a fruitless effort.
But is it gone?
Yes. I mean, there's not even a stick of furniture. None of our possessions could be found. But my mother, who is just a strong steel magnolia, when she found out her house and all of her worldly possessions were gone, she said, "Oh well, that house was beginning to be a burden." So she gave us our strength that we needed.
Yeah. What about your own home?
My own home had 8 feet of water, and it was something that we just didn't expect because the area where we live had never been flooded before, and it was just an unlikely thing to happen.
Right. 8 feet of water. That was a storm surge, right?
Yes.
How far is your house from the beach, from the coast?
Oh, we are about 10 miles from the beach.
So 10 miles in, the storm surge was 8 feet up in your house.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
But the interesting thing is, last night we had a meeting, a town hall meeting, and we had congressional leaders from all over the country who came in to meet with us and to listen to testimony from some of our area business people. And the wind was blowing for many, many hours before the storm surge actually came in. And that's been the big national debate right now, which is wind versus water.
Right. But you guys got both.
That's right.
And the devastation is just unbelievable. I heard today that 90,000 square miles were affected by Hurricane Katrina in your part of the world.
It's far-reaching. It certainly is. And yeah. For our area, 100% of our businesses were shut down, and 50% were either damaged or destroyed. So you can imagine the challenge that we faced right after the storm and today.
What? How many people are back in the county? Has the county population returned?
Our county population pre-Katrina was around 45,000, and we think there were about 10,000 people that were displaced along the coast at this point, because obviously as more and more housing becomes available,
right,
more people will return.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on, Tish. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Tish Williams, folks. She's the director of Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. And when we come back, she's going to tell us about who she had lunch with yesterday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Platters. Great song. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. Tish Williams is our guest. She's director of Hancock County Chamber of Commerce in the very southern tip of Mississippi, and a great American. Tish, I want to say to my audience, I want to say this to you in front of my audience, and there are people listening all over the country and all the way around the world on the internet. I want you to know how proud I am of you as the leader of the business community down there. For what you've done, I spent some time with you in Cleveland. I saw the resolve on your face. I saw a combination of emotion and resolve. The emotion was a little bit of fear, but a whole lot of resolve. And I was just, you know, when I saw your face, Tish, I said, you know what? There's a lot of work left to be done, and all of us need to help you. But I'm not going to worry about you guys anymore, because I think you're going to be able to. I think you guys are going to be okay now.
Thank you, Jim. You saw the tears in my eyes, didn't you?
I saw a few of those, but those were hopeful tears, and I'm hopeful for you guys too, because of people like you. And I want to congratulate you on that. And you can tell your twin 9-year-old daughters I said that too, by the way.
They've been my champions.
Well, I want to do whatever we can do to help you, and so over the next few months, you and I are going to formulate some ways that we can help you and do some things for you guys, because, you know, you're part of the world. Even New Orleans got hit pretty badly, but their problem, in my opinion, New Orleans' problem was a failure by that community to plan for something that they knew was inevitable and something that they knew they couldn't withstand. They already knew. They'd known for decades that their current infrastructure would not protect them against a storm of that magnitude. And so their problems came afterwards as a result of their failure to plan. Your problems came because you literally were in the crosshairs of this biblical proportion hurricane.
Well, we thought this whole time we were in the middle of a disaster, but I learned after going to the Chamber of Commerce, American Chamber of Commerce meeting, that it was actually a catastrophe,
right,
which is much worse than a disaster.
Exactly.
But, you know, New Orleans is only 45 miles from here, and it has always been our big city. We are a small coastal community, and we have so much influence here from the city of New Orleans, and so... You know, we hurt for New Orleans, too, and we're going to all build back together. And we've come a long way in 1 year, but we have a long way to go. It's far from over. And I would like to reach out to your listeners throughout the country and say, you know, we've got a challenge ahead in helping our small business community bounce back and thrive. And any help that you can provide to us to help us craft the plan that will enable our businesses to thrive, we would most welcome that.
Are your businesses getting back online? Are they getting their websites back up?
You know, Some
because,
of them
because
websites.
See, that would be, Tish, that would be something we could all do. We could all, if you posted the websites of your members of the businesses there in Hancock County, if you posted them on your website, we could all shop there. We could go by there and say, okay, I'm going to buy, I'm in the market for this, and for this, at least this one time, I'm going to make a purchase from this company.
That is a brilliant idea. It's a wonderful way to create commerce using technology.
Well, and the thing is it's not a, and it's not a handout. It's not a, you know, all I, for example, if you've got somebody down there that's got a product that they sell that I can use, you know, yeah, I'll go to that website. Maybe instead of buying it from somebody else, I'll go down there and buy something from them. And it's a way of doing business, and I get what I want, you get what you want, but it, but by sort of channeling it through, through your website, through your Hancock County Chamber of Commerce website, maybe we could get folks to you know, to give those guys a little bit of a, an extra revenue stream, a little bit of a shot in the arm in terms of revenue.
We have just launched a new website through the generosity of a local advertising agency and the Mississippi Development Authority, and it has a shopping cart feature. So what you're proposing is certainly very possible.
Well, and see, and if you've got people who don't have an e-commerce site on their component on their website, maybe you could have one with, like you say, with that shopping cart, and you could, the people could shop for those products, but then purchase them through a single shopping cart, a single e-commerce site, rather than the individual companies.
Right, and we've got the technology. We just need to stop, and we need to get the time to put it together. You know,
yeah,
that's a brilliant idea. I love it.
Well, I hate to give you another project because that's the last thing you need, but it's just a way to me. If, for example, right now people are listening from Maine to Arizona on this show and all the way around the world on the internet, and you know, are they likely to sit down and write a $100 check and send it to you guys? Probably, you know, maybe they have already done that, but maybe not. But if you said to them, okay, here's a website to go and see if they have anything you want, and that business transaction would be doing a good thing on three different levels.
And right now you can go to our website, which is www.hancockchamber, like John Hancock, hancockchamber.org. And you can see the businesses that are back up and running. But we need to get that shopping cart going. I think that's
right.
A brilliant idea.
Hancockchamber.org, is that right?
That's right.
Now, you had lunch with the President of the United States yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
When we come back, I want you to tell us about what happened. And we're going to get you to tell us about what's going to happen in the next year in Hancock County, Mississippi. Tish Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the director of Hancock County Chamber of Commerce, the ground zero for Hurricane Katrina 1 year ago today. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our friend Tish Williams, someone I admire very much, folks. She's the director of Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. And Tish, you had lunch with the president yesterday. How was that?
Well, it was fabulous. It was a small gathering of community leaders, and we were talking about the many issues that we faced in the rebuilding process.
What did he have to say?
Well, of course, he was very supportive. He said, we're not going to abandon you. We're here with you for the long haul. And that was very comforting to all of us.
Do you believe him?
I do.
What do you think?
Absolutely do.
What do you think he's doing to make you believe him?
Well, first of all, we've had an unprecedented amount of federal funds appropriated for the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Louisiana area. I'm sure many of you have heard about the homeowner grant program. We're talking about inventing new programs that have never been available before,
mm-hmm.
because of the devastation here. And the exciting thing is our homeowners are now getting letters notifying them of the approval of their homeowner grant, and actually some have received their checks. So help is on the way that will spur the the rebuilding process.
Is Mississippi ahead of Louisiana in rebuilding?
Well, there would be no way for me to gauge that. We're more focused on what we're doing and what we need to do.
Yeah. Your governor was on my show. Haley Barbour was on my show on Thursday before Katrina hit on Monday last year. And he was talking about how excited he was about Mississippi. And we're going to get him back on probably in the next week or so to get him to give us a report on the state of Mississippi. And it's just ironic and sad that just a few days before the hurricane hit, he was very, very positive about all the great things that the state of Mississippi had accomplished in the last few years.
Well, I can tell you, the citizens of Mississippi are very thankful that Haley Barbour is our governor, and especially in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, there is no one better qualified to lead our state than Haley Barbour.
Well, I agree with you, and he is a great American. There's no question about that. Tish, if someone wanted to help, if there were people out there listening right now and they said, okay, look, I want to help these people. What can I do? What would you recommend that they do?
There's been so much help. I mean, I have to say thank you. I have to take a moment to say thank you to the many people who have already been down here over the past year. We've had thousands and thousands of volunteers from throughout the country. They've helped us in whatever way they could, both small and large. They've come down. They've helped us clean out our houses. They've helped us rebuild our homes. And, you know, it's far from over, and we hope that we will continue to receive that support for the long haul. One of my greatest disappointments throughout this whole process has been my inability to raise funds to provide outright grants for small businesses. Mm-hmm. That has been my biggest disappointment. And so, you know, I would say that if you really want to help us build a fund that will enable us to give grants to businesses.
If somebody wanted to contribute to something like that, can they contact you from your website?
Yes, they can, and we actually have established a nonprofit foundation.
So there actually is a fiduciary entity that could take that money and use it effectively and properly.
Yes, and we just received our first grant from a chamber of commerce in Pennsylvania, and when I received the letter, and this was unsolicited, I sent me $5,000, and they said,
"Wow,
we would like." Our members have raised this money, and we would like to offer this through your chamber to five businesses at $1,000 each. And, of course,
wow.
I immediately started crying because it was like, okay, this is exactly what I wanted to see happen.
Right.
This is what our businesses need. You know, there are low-interest loans out there through the SBA,
right?
But they are loans. And so mm-hmm. if you can imagine yourself as a small business person right now.
With no customers.
If your business totally shut down and you had no customers, how would you survive?
Yeah.
And you already have loans, and so putting loans on top of loans is quite challenging.
Tish, we've got to wrap it up, but you're going to be back on. We're going to get you back on, and you and I are going to stay in touch over the next several months and year or so, and we're going to continue to see what we can do to help you. Thank you for all that you're doing for your people down there. I know they're proud to have you as one of their leaders.
Thank you, Jim. Look forward to seeing you down here on the Mississippi coast.
I'll be there soon. Tish Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with Hancock County Chamber of Commerce in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.